Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, each and everyone who are joining in with us this evening. We would like to welcome you to Purpose Kingdom Network. I am Pastor Tylene Daly, and we thank each and every one of you for joining in with us this evening, wherever you are listening in to us at around the world. Now, this evening, we are doing something a little bit different. It is not going to be business as usual. This evening, we have a special broadcast coming to you this evening. It's called A Holiday Tribute. A Holiday Tribute. And what we're doing is we are taking this time of Thanksgiving where people are usually, with their families and their loved ones. About right now, somebody somewhere is cooking for that dinner tomorrow, where everyone comes together and we just share stories and remembrance and memories of things that we have done with each other, how we have touched one another's lives, how we have grown with one another. So this evening for our holiday tribute, we have the opportunity of honoring a man who, to be honest, to me is the epitome of Thanksgiving. He is always showing love. He is always uplifting people. He is always encouraging us to become better versions of our man, no matter what he is going through or has been through. I always see him with a smile on his face. So this evening, we are honoring We are honoring Mr. John B. Holiday III, a.k.a. Doc Holiday. And we have some guests on with us this evening that are going to share their thoughts and some memories and offer some well wishes to Doc. And for those listening out there via the live stream, if you would like to call in and join in on this conversation, the number to call is 319-527-6091. Again, the number to call in is 319-527-6091. And just simply press 1, and that will let me know that you're on the queue and that you would like to speak live on the air. Now, before I bring on our guests who are former co-workers of Doc Holiday, as well as some former students of Doc Holiday, I would like to share how the Holiday, who I always, from the time I've met him, called him Doc. I cannot say that I gave him that name. However, I can say that it's a name that fits. Once upon the time, there was a place called Hope Charter High School, H-O-P-E. And I started that way as a fairy tale because when I say this school came out of nowhere, it was birthed through the vision of Janine Glasgow and Richard Chapman. And it was basically a high school that offered second chances and turnarounds and a safety net for children who were struggling or who would have been struggling in overrun general education high schools or the neighborhood schools, as we would call it. So we had Hope Charter High School. And I will never forget the day that I was walking down the back hallway of Hope Charter High School. And lo and behold, here comes this tall, light-skinned man. And he had on this leather trench type coat, you know, a long coat, I'll never forget, it was like tannish in color, and he had it open, and he was walking down, and someone said, yeah, that's Mr. Holiday right there. And anybody who knows me knows I love Wyatt Earp. I love Wyatt Earp. So when I saw Holiday walking down the hall, he reminded me of Doc Holiday from Wyatt Earp. And he has been Doc to me ever since. And today we are honoring him because Doc is a person who always has a kind word. If you follow him via social media pages, he's always putting up words of encouragement. He's always putting up words to uplift people. He's always trying to, as I said, encourage us to see the beauty in things that's around us that we would tend to sometimes ignore. And because of that, as I said, we have some beautiful people here that would like to share their thoughts of Doc Holiday. So first person that I'm going to bring on is a former coworker of myself as well as of Doc Holiday's. She is a Hopette. And the reason I'm saying Hopette, that means she is part of the Hope family, although we were called the Hope Cannons. I'm not going to say she's a Canaanite. We are Hopettes because we still carry the love and the unity of hope within our hearts. So first, I would like to bring to the microphone Miss Jessica Hill. Hey, Miss Jess.
Hi, Miss Toy. Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, thank you for joining in with us. Listen, I want to keep this all about Doc tonight. I know that you have a story, a remembrance, something about Doc Holiday that you would like to share.
Oh, absolutely. I have many fond memories of Doc, or AKA Big Dog. And I guess the biggest memory and the biggest thing that I hold dear about this man is I moved to Philadelphia in 2010 with basically nobody. And I started my work at Hope Charter. And a couple of months in, I had like a breakdown. And I missed my family. I didn't know who to turn to. And I just packed my stuff up and I moved back to Vermont. And I just left my kids. I left everything. And I remember getting a phone call from Doc Holiday. And he says, I don't know what's going on with you, but you need to be here. Your kids need you. Your kids miss you. You need to come back. And that was the sole reason I came back to Hope, is because he made it about the kids and about Hope needing me. And that's, I came back. And I have, you know, been in Philadelphia teaching for 10, 11 years and now in New Jersey doing the same thing. And I would not be where I am doing what I do to these students if it wasn't for him and his phone call.
Oh, wow. Wow. That mm-hmm. in itself is amazing. Like you said, you just packed up. It's like, oh, that's it. I'm out. And
yep.
You know, it's amazing that we never know how major a role somebody can play in what mm-hmm. direction we go in our lives. But it doesn't surprise me because that's just like Doc Holiday. Like, Doc did not let you run from anything. Doc made you stand your ground. And I thank you so much for sharing that. Do you have any memories from at the school about that?
Oh, man, just his presence in the hallway, Miss Toy. Like you said, like he came down the hallway and everybody knew he was.
Yes. Yes. And the funny part is, I think if there was a day that Doc wasn't at work, the whole school seemed a little bit different.
Yeah.
It was like it was down a little because Doc kept everybody up when we were walking through those hallways. Ms. Jess, thank you so much for sharing with us. I do see that we have a caller that pushed one to speak. I'm going to bring you on in a second. But before we get to that caller, we have another guest who is an alumni student of Doc Holliday. And I'm not going to lie, y'all, I brag on this young man a lot. I like to call him my adopted son. Like, I'm that type of person. I walk around and I just pick up children. And this young man, he has just been a blessing. And I know that he has a story he wants to share about Doc. So we are going to bring on Mr. Saheem. And Mr. Saheem, welcome to Purpose Kingdom. What's your holiday tribute?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing me to be here. Man, listen, Doc never let me do nothing I wasn't supposed to. If I was in the same room, he always said, listen, you know, you're not supposed to be doing that, right? Right, but until this day, like, Doc has always been supportive. Like, he's always been, like, that uncle that's just like, look, man, I ain't going to tell on you, but this is what you need to be doing. But he supported me in everything. He supported me in everything I've done, from my acting, personal training, everything. He's always been there just like, I see you. Keep it up. You know, my parenting, he's just like, I haven't seen a better father at your age. Like, I reminded him of him. That's what he told me. And I was just like, sheesh.
That's awesome.
So, you know, like, Doc, oh, man. I could go on and on and on. I could, like.
Oh, wow. That part is awesome. Like, when you hear from one of your students, and you find out that you played that major a role. And the funny part is, no matter what type of relationship that each of us had with Doc made you feel like you were the only person he had that special relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
But he shared that type of love and loyalty with everybody. With everybody. And that's what I love about him. I remember one time I got mad at the job, and oh my goodness, I was fitting to go in on someone. I'm not going to say who that someone was, because it never happened. It never happened because Doc got to me before I got to them and reminded me of who I was. But the most touching story that I would share about Doc is the relationship that he created with my oldest daughter, Amber. Like, when they first started over at Hope Charter, Doc and Amber favored each other a little bit. And, you know, kids can be cool, and we will make jokes about anything and everything. And one day, you know, they was making their little jokes, and she was a little frustrated, and he overheard the joke. And he was like, why are y'all picking with my daughter? This is my daughter. And from that day on, he just took her up under his wing. Like, I asked her one day, I had lost Doc's number. And I said, Amber, do you have Doc's number? And she said, yeah, I got it. And when she sent it to me, it was labeled Dad. And it just blew my mind that after all these years, you know, that relationship, he has still kept it with each and every one. Now, before I said this is a tribute, so before I go on to the caller who is holding on, I see you there. I am going to be playing three songs tonight. Two of the songs are by Doc's favorite group. Yes, I can say it that way, is by Doc's favorite group. And I know somebody said, how you know that that's his favorite group? Because his daughter, Maya, is one of the members of this group. the name of the group is Don't Leak. And the first song that I will be playing that she sent in for us to play for in honor of her dad is Keep It Sick. Right after that, we will be bringing on our caller. So here is Keep It C by Don't Leak. And remember, you heard it here first on Purpose Kingdom Network.
Like I'm under attack, or I'm too attached. What is all that? Said I would die for you, I take it back. You're not the one that just affects. I'm seeing clearly now, I get it. I don't want parts of your belonging. Have me uncomfortable in my skin. Everything hypervision. But just tell me whatever you like. And you're never wrong when you know I'm alright. This ain't how it's supposed to be. And I will not let you in.
Oh, keep it calm and let it go away. Oh, keep it calm and let it go away. Oh,
Holiday, and her co-partner in this song is Brother Derek. Now we have another caller on the line. I'm going to bring that caller on right now. Caller, thank you for calling into our holiday tribute. Do you have a story or wishes, memories, whatever that you would like to share with Doc Holiday?
Good evening, all those who are on this podcast. First of all, I want to thank you for pulling this together for my dear brother. My name is Styx, real name Ron Jones, and Doc Holiday and I have been friends since 1972. God put Doc on this earth for a special purpose. As you know, we all have purposeful lives, and Doc is the epitome of a purposeful individual. What he's done has been indicated previously by some of the speakers that when he was at the Hope School, he touched the lives of so many people in that educational environment. But before that, Doc was touching lives of people while he was in school. We played basketball together. Doc went to, for those who don't know the history, Doc went to Germantown Lutheran, was an outstanding basketball player there, and went up to Concordia College in Bronxville, New York. I got there. I was there a year ahead of him. But for some reason, God put Doc in my presence. And once we got together, it's been more than a friendship. It's been a brotherhood. But you know what? You can't choose your blood brothers, but I chose Doc and Doc chose me. We've been together through some good times, through some times of sorrow, and now I just want to hold Doc up. I want to hold him up to the blood of Jesus Christ, to touch his body, to touch his heart, to touch his soul, to touch his family, so they all are strengthened. So in this season, this holiday season, and it's interesting, this is the holiday season, and we're honoring Doc Holliday this evening. So, Doc, I just want to tell you, if you listen on this thing, I love you more than love could ever be articulated. And I appreciate the fact that you folks have taken time out of your podcast scheduling to honor my dear brother. I want to thank his daughter, who's my heart. Maya's my heart. I feel like she's my daughter. Mm-hmm. She's done so many things to show love for her dad. There's another gentleman that I'd like to call out to, and I don't know if he's on this podcast at all or not, David Quinn. David Quinn has been Doc's right-hand buddy. They're brothers from another mother, and he's been there with Doc through his illnesses, through the liver, and now through this cancer situation. And, Dave, I just want to shout you out as being the type of man that is a man of purpose and a man of honor and a man of integrity. And then finally, before I get off of this, and I apologize for taking so much time, but this brother just means so much to me. I have to reach out to Barbara.
No, you take your time. You take your time. That's what we are here for.
I just want to reach out to Barbara. Yes. Barbara has been there in those quiet hours when nobody else has been there. You know, she's she lost her mother. But you know what? In the midst of all that, she had time to love, to protect, to care for Doc. And that's why that's what God is looking for. God is looking for us to show love, and not just verbally show love, but love in our behaviors, love in the way that we reach out to people, love in the way that we just exhibit ourselves on a day-to-day basis. So to all of you that are out there, if you know Doc Holliday, continue to pray for him and his family. My name is Ron Sticks Jones. Continue to pray for me so I'm strengthened. And just I'm going to ask you all to do this for me. You don't know me, but I'm going to ask you all to be safe. I'm going to declare that this will be a holiday season of joy and peace. And thank you for this time. I appreciate it. God bless.
Yeah, and God bless you, and thank you for coming on and sharing with us this evening, Brother Ron. Before we end the show this evening, we are going to have a prayer for Doc, and we will remember to hold each and every one up in prayer. And you know, Brother Ron said a mouthful. However, I can tell you, when you think of all that Miss Barb has gone through, she has been right there. No matter what she's going through in her personal life, she has been right there by Doc's side. And I have to give that shout out along with Brother Ron to Miss Barb. She is a wonderful, amazing person. And I'm going to say again, I'm not in any way, shape, or form putting Doc up with deity in any way. However, I will say that if you know Doc, you know love, because that's all he's ever shown. Now, somebody might go, well, that's not the Doc I know. Well, that's the only Doc I've known. So I got to tell you, that's what I love about Doc. That's what I love about Doc, is that he shows genuine love to everybody. Even now, he is still showing love and offering encouragement to those who are coming to encourage him. So I just thank God for that holiday. We did get a text in from Miss Angier. We all knew her as Red back at Hope Charter. She is also another alumni student of Doc Holliday's. One of the things that she said was Doc never let her get away with anything. He dug into her whenever she was caught doing wrong, and that as he was supposed to. And she wants him to know that he is in the prayers of not just her, but her family also. And she would like to let him know how much she loves him. I also have a text from Amber Daly, who I had spoken about earlier. She says she's sorry that she could not join in with us this evening. However, she wants Doc to know how much he is loved and that he is in her prayers also. So before I go on to our prayer for Doc this evening, I want to let anyone out there know that if you are listening via the live stream and you would like to call in, the number is 319-527-6091. Again, the number is 319-527-6091. And if you would like to speak live on the air to offer your love and well wishes to Doc, simply press 1. That will cue the board and let me know that you are waiting to speak, and we will bring you right on. But before we go into the prayer, we are going to have another song by Doc's favorite group. It is called Emotions. Again, we are going to have a song by Doc's favorite group, Don't Leak, and the name of this song is Emotions.
If you care,
Deliverance can be found in the name name of Jesus. So we are calling on the name of Jesus for that healing to touch his body right now in the name of Jesus. We know what the doctors have said, but we know that you are the great physician. Hallelujah, God. You know that you are the in the Omega, Father God. You are our beginning and our ending, Father God. So we come touching on the name of Jesus this evening. Hallelujah. To touch his body from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Father. Hallelujah, God. We know that you are greater than cancer. You are greater than COVID. You are greater than any disease that is out there, Father God. We know that your word said that these things that Christ did while he walked biblically and physically on this earth, that we could do those things also. So we come with the faith of a mustard seed, calling for the healing to fall in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you will strengthen Miss Barb as she continues to serve your child and to be a helpmate for your child, Father, as she continues to be a listening ear, a leaning post, Father God. We ask that you will strengthen her up, Father, that you will touch Maya, Father, touch all of his family and friends, Father God. In the name of Jesus right now, Father, strengthen them, Father, where they're weak, and build them up where they're strong, Father. Hallelujah, God. And we say thank you in advance, Father. We thank you for what we are believing you to do. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. We just thank each and everyone for joining in with us this evening. We thank you for sharing your love. If you were not comfortable to speak live on the air, there is a Facebook page that was set up by one of the alumni students of Doc Holliday. Ms. Sabrina set it up for us. You can join on the Facebook page. It's called Hope, H-O-P-E, Hope for Doc. You do not have to be an alumni student or an old staff member to go on that page and just share love and well wishes with and for Doc Holliday. Now, the other day, I was visiting with him, and another one of his friends was over, and his daughter was there, and his phone rung. And I tried to remember with all my might the song that came on, but it was a party song. And, you know, everybody know Doc could get his party on when he wanted the party. So as we were picking with him about his ringtone, and one of the friends said, we're going to get you the song As by Stevie Wonder as your ringtone. And it was funny because when she said As, his response was, I love that song. So normally when we close out, we would close out with our closing theme song. But to honor John B. Holliday, a.k.a. Doc Holliday, we are going to close out with As by Stevie Wonder. Again, we thank each and every one of you for joining in with us. Doc, we want you to know that we love you. We are continuously praying for you. We are here for you for anything that you need, as you have been here for so many of us. We just leave you in the joy, the healing, and the blood of Christ. We thank each and every one of you for joining in with us this evening, and we are closing out with As by Stevie Wonder.
My cure, that I'll be loving you always. Now I can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, you know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
Until the rainbow burns and stars are in the sky.
Always.
Until the Did you know that life is giving love a guarantee to last forever in another day? Yes, it's time new to move on since the beginning, and seasons know exactly when to change. The kindness knows no shame, knows before your joy and pain, and I'll be loving you always. And today I know I'm living but tomorrow, but make me the path for that I mustn't fear, for I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind, cause I'll be loving you
in the truth and in